I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. As hundreds of thousands of Palestinians stream back into Gaza, Israeli officials report humanitarian aid has been flowing back into the territory as well. Under the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, at least 600 trucks of aid are to enter Gaza each day of the initial six-week ceasefire, including 50 carrying fuel. Half of those trucks are supposed to go to Gaza's north. Speaking to reporters at the Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza Tuesday, Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskel said Israel is doing its part to deliver aid to Gaza.
In this past week alone, approximately 4,200 trucks carrying aid have entered the Gaza Strip. Since the beginning of the war, over 1.3 million tons of aid have been delivered through Israel.
The aid is dropped off on the Gaza side of the border, where it is picked up by the UN and distributed throughout Gaza. Qatar's foreign ministry Tuesday sidestepped a question regarding U.S. President Donald Trump's suggestion Palestinians be moved to nearby Arab countries as a way to just clean out the besieged and largely destroyed territory. Speaking at a news briefing in Doha, foreign ministry spokesman Mahed Al-Ansari said Qatar has always supported a two-state solution regarding Palestinians and continue to see that as the only path forward. Having said that, the spokesman said they're already fully engaged with the Trump administration and Middle East envoy Stephen Witkoff.
We exchange our views with them. I'm not going to comment on the type of discussions we are having with them right now, but I would say that it is very productive, and we have been working very closely with the Trump administration over the regional issues as a whole, including the Palestinian issue.
Qatar has played a key role along with the U.S. and Egypt in mediating the Gaza ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. He said negotiations on the second phase of the agreement are scheduled to begin February 16th. This is VOA News. The United Nations reports heavy gunfire can be heard and there are many dead bodies in the streets of eastern Congo's biggest city, Goma, the day after Rwanda-backed rebels moved in. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The rebels, led by the M23 militia, are facing pockets of resistance from the army and its backers. The violence has left, the United Nations said, many dead bodies scattered in the streets. Jens Lerk, spokesperson for the UN's humanitarian office, said hospitals were overwhelmed.
We have reports of rapes committed by fighters, looting of property, including of a humanitarian warehouse, and humanitarian and health facilities being hit.
This violence in eastern Congo is rooted in the Rwandan genocide and the control of natural resources. In the latest diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis, South Africa said its president, Cyril Ramaphosa, and his Rwandan counterpart, Paul Kagame, had agreed in a phone call on the need for a ceasefire.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Denmark's prime minister is on a European tour seeking to build up security around Greenland, a Danish territory. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen is meeting key European leaders as Europe faces what she calls a more uncertain reality. Her trip, which includes stops in Berlin, Paris, and Brussels, comes as President Trump has said he would not rule out the use of military force to take control of Greenland. That is the world's largest island and a self-governing territory belonging to Denmark, which is an EU and a NATO member. In a bid to strengthen presence around Greenland, the Danish government has announced a nearly $2 billion agreement with parties including the Greenland and Faroe Islands governments to improve surveillance capabilities in the Arctic. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Chinese artificial intelligence firm DeepSeek has rattled international markets with claims its latest AI model performs on a par with similar models from U.S. companies like OpenAI, which makes ChatGPT, despite using less advanced and more energy-efficient computer chips. DeepSeek's emergence has raised concerns among some experts and investors that China may have overtaken the U.S. in the artificial intelligence race, despite restrictions on its access to the most advanced chips. Stanford University cyber policy scholar Charles Mock told the Associated Press DeepSeek's advances are not surprising and serve as a warning shot to the U.S. industry.
Preliminarily, I think we can say that there is a possibility of developing very competitive and very good AI systems using a different kind of approach.
Mock said the biggest problem the Chinese system faces is ongoing U.S. sanctions against Chinese technology. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.